On what Bible should you swear? An Ask Father session with Father Albert Callio. The second commandment governs the taking of oaths. One should never take an oath lightly, that is, calling upon God as one's witness to the truth. And it is mortally sinful to lie under oath, perjury, or to break a solemn oath, such as one's marriage vows. We have heard it said that when called to give testimony in a court of law, one places his right hand on the Bible and swears to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. What is a Catholic to do in this situation?
Welcome to another edition of Ask Father, brought to you by the Fatima Center. I'm Father Albert, a traditional Dominican priest. And this is the question that's posed to us today from Ed. It is my understanding that Catholics are forbidden from reading a Protestant Bible because it supposes error. How then can a Catholic place his hand on a Protestant Bible and swear by it in a court of law? Would this be a sacrilege? Should a Catholic insist on swearing by a Catholic Bible, like the Vulgate or the Douay Rheims? Well, yes, to swear on the Bible for a Catholic is to swear on the real Bible, the true Bible, and the Catholic Church tells us what the real Bible is. The Vulgate Bible and the Douay Rheims, which is its English translation, has been declared by the Church to be without error. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always a perfect translation of the original. That's something for scholars to discuss. But what the Church has declared is that what the translation is in the Vulgate contains no errors about the faith or morals. And so it's guaranteed. So that's the true Bible. So if we have to swear on the Bible in a court of law or anywhere else, that's the Bible. So a Catholic would have to swear on an approved Bible of the Catholic Church, the Douay Rheims, or perhaps there's some others as well that have been approved by the Church. But the Vulgate is the one that has the most tradition behind it, and it's absolutely certain that it's even been declared by the Council of Trent that it contains no error. So that's the Catholic Bible, so to swear on the Bible would have to use the Catholic Bible, obviously. I might add, this is something that's only done in America. I'm from Canada, and you don't swear on the Bible in a court of law. I don't know if there's any other place in the world. I suppose it's because America was originally a very Protestant, well, from the beginning, a Protestant country, and that's the Bible is everything, so swear on the Bible. I mean, I've never been in court of law in Canada. Yes, I was, actually, once. I don't remember swearing on the Bible at all.
I've served as a juror, but
yeah.
I never...
Oh, they didn't ask you to swear. I guess you wouldn't have to know.
No, I guess the jurors would have to.
I guess the people... But the people who act, give testimony, do they have to swear in the Bible?
I've never given testimony, so I couldn't say. Oh. You see it in movies all the time. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't even know what...
Perry Mason. Yeah, I don't
remember. They're still doing it.
I'm sure some people would refuse.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
truth. Help me God?
Yeah, that's right. Help me God if you have, huh?
Yeah. What, if you don't believe in God?
Yeah,
maybe
sure,
it's maybe it's optional.
So you know, Germans and English and Italians, they don't do this.
I'm surprised that they even... Do they still do that?
The Catholic carry your Vulgate with you and just hand it to the judge and say, this is what I want.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, they don't think they have an issue with it. They might not have one on hand, which is another problem, if you just show up. So maybe just take it with you.
It's kind of funny. I mean, that only in America would they do that, you know. So I invite you to send your questions to the Fatima Center and consider also to make a donation so that the Fatima Center can continue to make the full message of Our Lady of Fatima known. God bless you.
Following the recording of this Ask Father, we contacted Christopher Ferrara and asked him this question. He is a practicing attorney, founder of the American Catholic Lawyers Association, and special counsel for the Thomas More Legal Society. He informed us that courts no longer require the Bible. God is not invoked. The court simply requires the witness to affirm that he will tell the truth. Such is the postmodern world we live in today, where Christ the King is never acknowledged, and God has been cast out of the public sphere under the false pretense of so-called separation of church and state. This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. To send Father a question, or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. St. Alphonsus and St. Leonard of Port Marie.